Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio Show. Today is Saturday, January 24th, 2015. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie, and I'm excited to be taking your calls today. Today is Saturday. Saturday is angel readings. Sundays on my show, I do spiritual topics. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about ascension and what ascension is. I know I have a couple of callers I've been holding for a while, so I want to get to your calls as soon as I can. Before we do that, I always like to begin the show with a message from the angels. And Archangel Raphael came through with a message saying, leave a stressful situation behind. Some of us might be struggling with financial matters, relationships, and in general, the general energy of the world is we're kind of leaving behind these things that no longer serve us. So it's just a reminder to stay grounded, stay present, and know that you have everything you need to succeed. You're on the right path. Pay attention to those signs that you're receiving throughout the universe. When we say a prayer, we get an answer sometimes not how we expect. It could be a newspaper article you see. It could be the song you hear on the radio or just overhearing a conversation. So it's just reminding you to pay attention to those signs, and it's okay to let go. It's okay to let go. So everything you need is being provided for you. So I know I have some callers. I have one caller that's been holding for a bit. The way I distinguish your calls is I say your area code. I don't have a call screener, so I can't see your names. So when I say your area code, you'll know that you'll be on the air, and I can get to you and do your reading for you. So we're going to start off with, this is someone calling from area code 212. You've been holding for about 17 minutes now. I see that. So let me get to you there. Area code 212. Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi. This is Brent.
Can you hear me?
Hi. This is Brent calling.
Hi.
Brent.
Brandon?
Hi.
Brent.
Bryn. Brent.
Bryn. Okay. Hey, Brent. How are you?
One of those days.
Oh, yeah. We all have days like that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's part of what my question is, that I'm just feeling kind of, I guess disconnected and out of it, and just sort of, wondering what's going on. I just don't feel kind of in a great space.
Okay. Well, my feeling is that this has to do with relationships and your heart chakra a little bit. I kind of feel like there's somebody that's affecting you. So what I want to do is kind of ask your space. I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael, because Archangel Raphael, if you may or may not know, he's the healing angel. And I just want to ask Archangel Raphael to kind of be there with you right now, so you're going to feel a comforting peace. And I also feel you have a block in your solar plexus area, which is kind of your power center. That's your belly button. So what I want you to do is just kind of be open to receiving the angel energy.
Okay,
you're open. So take a deep breath in. And in the out breath, you're just going to let everything go. Just kind of let it flowing down the river. And they're kind of helping you to ground, because you haven't been very grounded. That's what I feel. It kind of feels like you have many things on your plate at one time. I think like if you were to buy a rose quartz is an awesome crystal that will kind of open up your heart chakra a little bit and help you to be more peaceful and centered. I think that will assist you. Your angels are constantly speaking to you. They're very loud, and they're trying to pull you away from a stressful situation. And that's kind of what I feel is happening, is that you're letting go, and you're ready for the next phase of your life, but it feels kind of unsure. So I'm going to pull a card from the Archangel Raphael deck and see what Archangel Raphael would like to message he has for you. And the message is unconditional joy. And in this card, there's a picture of a man holding a dog. There's three dogs, actually, that are kind of around. And it's about just the little things in life that bring you joy. So kind of pay attention to those things that bring you joy and focus on that. If it doesn't bring you joy, you don't want it in your life.
Right.
So it could be that you've been spending too much time worrying about things and things that really don't bring you that joy in where you want to be. It kind of feels to me like you're trying to figure out who you are. Like you're trying to kind of, like, what am I all about? Where am I going? And I don't know, does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, that's been a lifelong thing. I mean, I am preparing for to teach a reflexology course.
Oh, awesome.
Before, but yeah, so I'm nervous about that and trying to put together a talk about it to see if there's any interest for the school. And then from there, then they decide whether they want to have a small course in it. And, you know, I'm a little nervous about getting in front of people, but, you know, I've been putting things and visualizing and sort of rehearsing a little bit.
Well, let me share some advice with you. When I did this radio show, like I just started this radio show last week, and it was very clear to me, if I don't do this now, I'm never going to get this show done. Like I always have the ability to help people, and I'm sure you have that natural ability, but in order to conquer your fears, you just have to take that step, take that leap of faith. And Archangel Michael, who is the angel of courage and strength, can really kind of give you that courage and inspiration. And so I want to draw one other card here for you. The angels are telling me to kind of ask about your reflexology thing here. So this card wants to come out. And the card, I kind of was thinking about your reflexology, and the message that comes out is Archangel Uriel with the sun, and it says, happy outcome, brilliant new ideas that lead to success. Have confidence in yourself. So it's all about having confidence in yourself. The more you leave behind what's not working for you, the more successful you're going to be. I also can see you kind of writing a little bit. It seems like you have an ability to write.
Yeah.
Is this just what my gut... Yeah, that's what my gut tells me. Through your writings, I kind of think you're going to reach a lot of people as well. You're going to reach more people. But when you write, like you could also do your manifestations on your writing. You can write down your affirmation or what you would like to achieve and let it go and just kind of see what happens and what manifests for you. It feels like you're going in the right direction. I think it's just kind of taking those action steps. You just have to go for it. You have to take those action steps. Last card I want to draw for you, this is from the Life Purpose deck, and we're going to just kind of see what comes up here and see what the angels have to say. I'm just kind of asking what they would like you to know right now to kind of give you that step. Okay. And the message that comes up is yoga is the card, and it shows a woman meditating with her chakras being open, so that's about for you to kind of keep working on releasing, opening the chakras, releasing the stress. And anyone that is negative self-talking in your life, you don't want them in your life. You want to let them go. So to help you with the joy, you might want to think about getting a pet, too. Do you have any pets right now?
I do. I have a cat. Yeah. It's
okay.
Very relaxing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have two dogs, so I know what you mean.
Yeah, I love dogs, too. I love dogs and cats pretty equally, you know.
Awesome.
So,
Yeah. Well, Bryn, I just want to say, you know, I think you're gonna do great. I feel like you just need to keep taking those action steps. Every day, what you want to do is clear away what's not working for you every day. That could mean, you know, through meditation. It could mean just throwing away clutter, grounding, get rid of the old stuff, and ask your angels, what action steps would you like me to take today? And just kind of pay attention to what comes through. And if you take those little action steps that come through every day, I think you're going to be really successful at what you're doing. But it's time for you to leave behind the things that aren't working. That's what's causing this discomfort, is because you're in that in-between stage. But you have to commit. If this is really what you really want to do, go for it. I know the angels are pushing you. The angels are guiding you. It's going to be great.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Eric.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Okay.
Sent lots of blessings to you, okay?
Thanks. Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. Okay. We're going to get to a caller that's on area code 603. Caller calling from area code 603. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I can hear you loud and clear.
Thanks for connecting. It was a pleasure to connect with you on Facebook. This is John.
John. I have a lot. John, what's your last name? You want to tell me? You don't tell me. But I have a lot of Johns. I have like 10 John friends, so I'm like, John. I just appreciate you calling in, supporting, and I hope I can assist you in some way. What can I do for you today, John?
So my question is, I know I'm supposed to be a spiritual teacher, and my question would be ways to get my message out more and get more of an audience.
Okay. I have a life purpose deck here, and I knew I was supposed to use this today. The angels were like, use the life purpose deck, so this is going to be perfect. I think it's great that you're calling in about spiritual teaching, and a lot of people, this time we're in right now, a lot of people have messages to share through whatever means,
yes.
Through writing, through teaching, through healing, through painting, and it's just a really exciting time. So I'm going to kind of ask the angels what they would like to tell you and kind of tap into your energy a bit. Okay, so let's start off here. Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is take tiny steps, okay?
Yes.
Take tiny steps, because this is going to be a major thing for you, and it's just like this, the last caller that called in. Ask your angels what action steps you would like me to take, and I think you've been doing that and you've been hearing these messages, but I see like this big staircase, and I see you going up to the top, and it's just taking one step after the next step after the next step. Like, and just keep taking those like little steps that are going to get you there to where you want to be. It's interesting because I pulled a card from the Life Purpose deck, and the card that came up was author. So like the last caller, it seems like, I don't know, do you like to write? Is that something you like to do, or do you see yourself in public maybe talking?
Kind of both. I've been getting, I know I'm writing and automatic writing, pulling in messages, specifically from Archangel Raziel.
I love Raziel's
name.
Yeah. Well, you can definitely feel Raziel, though. He's got that cool wizard kind of energy. Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, here's the thing, John. I pulled a card also from the Angel Tarot deck, and the card that came through was Archangel Michael, the world, which says, the message says, a job well done, joy, contentment, gratitude, the path towards enlightenment. And along with that is also a card that came along, which is the Nine of Air, which says sometimes you might be expecting the worst or not, like maybe not staying focused on your final outcome. And that's what I feel is the fear, because the ego tries to keep us from being successful. The ego kind of tries to hold us back. Like when we know we're going to do great things, but when we start to get the feeling of how great we're going to be, it's overwhelming and it's scary. It's like, that's really what I'm going to do? What? I'm going to be successful? You know, and that's what I feel for you. I feel like you know you have a great message, but I feel like this also is a little bit of a past life thing, because in past lives you've kind of stayed in the background and kind of, you had a great message, but you had to keep it under the down low because of fear of what might happen, and that is kind of what you're letting go right now of. You're letting go of that, like, you know what, this is my time, you know, this is me and all these other people that are doing this, I'm going to make this message happen. So I'm going to kind of ask Archangel Michael to be there with you to kind of release anything from your past lives that might be helping you. I mean, not helping you, hurting you.
Yeah.
You can be helped. Yeah. Not helping you, but it was hurting you. Yeah. And I kind of feel like it's in your power center. So we're going to focus. Also, Archangel Raphael is going to open up your solar plexus area a little bit. And we're going to kind of, it's in your belly button, and it's this beautiful yellow kind of energy, and you're going to feel that spiraling and opening that up and telling yourself that it's safe for you to be powerful. And Raziel is definitely there. I can see him. He's one of your guides. He's there. So you just you kind of just release this. And I feel like what you want to do is keep calling on Archangel Michael to give you the strength and the courage, because your biggest fear is yourself. Your biggest fear is yourself.
Yes.
You have an important message. As far as next steps go, it's just kind of keep taking those small steps, because, you know, it's interesting. I pulled another card, and the card that came up, you're going to laugh, is Archangel Raziel, of course, and it's spiritual teaching. They don't make mistakes. They don't make mistakes.
They don't.
So you're on the right path. It might take you a little longer than you would like, but just kind of stay focused and watch the signs along the way, because You're definitely doing it. And keep with the writing. Like, if you get a thought that you want to write down, write it down. If you think it might benefit other people, write that thought down.
Yes.
And just keep going with what's inspiring you, and leave the past behind. Leave the past
mm-hmm.
behind. It doesn't matter what your family thinks, what friends have you brought up with think, what anyone from your childhood have said to you. It only matters what you feel in your heart is right. And in your heart, that's what you have to do, is listen to what your heart says. Focus
yeah.
always come from your heart, not the mind. When you come from the head, that's when you get in trouble. So
mm-hmm.
keep going and continue to seek out friends that are like-minded. You know, keep
yeah.
connecting with people that are into the same thing. The Facebook is great community. Is it the Ascension Magic one, or is it the Lightworkers one that you're part of?
It was the Mama Fu Lightworker one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, keep connecting with
yep.
people on there, because I think you have a great community to be a part of. Anyone out
yes.
there that wants to join that, it's a Lightworker and Empath Support. It's a good page on Facebook.
It's been very helpful.
Yeah,
a lot of good people.
Great community. Yeah, but I think you got it down, brother. I think you're on the right path. Just it's a long term thing. Stay in it for the long haul, and just keep on
mm-hmm.
working towards it every day. And anytime if you feel that fear come up, know that it's just your ego, and have Archangel Michael release it, and just keep on doing it, because you got a lot of strength, and you're an anchor of light, so you're gonna do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I could help you, and I look forward to talking with you again, like on Facebook,
yep.
maybe. Yeah. All right, brother.
Thank you,
have a great
you.
Day. You're welcome.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right. So I have caller on area code 646, and you've been holding for quite a while. Area code 646. Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to have you call in. What can I do for you today?
Yeah. My name is Tony. I was just calling to.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
I'm doing
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Well, I was just.
I know
calling
you've been holding
get...
for a while, brother. So I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, man. It was cool to start, you know, hearing the convo, so I had no problem.
Yeah,
holding.
What can I help you with?
Yeah, I was just going to get some insight on a possible, I guess, business arrangement with a literary
mm-hmm.
agent. I just want to see, you know.
Like, okay,
that...
so you're an author?
Yes.
Have you noticed all the messages that have been coming up already about writing an author?
I did catch that.
You know those messages are for you, too, right? Because just because I didn't specifically get to you, it doesn't mean the message isn't for you. The angels
mm.
work through everyone. So those
gotcha.
Messages are for you. I'm going to use the life purpose deck here, too, and I'm going to ask. So what's the situation? You're trying to get a contract with an agent?
So potential agent had kind of like reached out to me, and I was just trying to see, if
yeah.
I can get
So let's do
insight.
Let's do a promotion. What's the title of your book?
The book, it's actually a series of children's books, so each one has a different title.
Okay. What's the main? Is it a spiritual thing, or is it just kind of like fiction, or what?
Like there's a few stories. So one is, you know, they're all fictional, but they
yeah.
kind of have a little moral / spiritual element to them.
Okay.
So some more than others.
Well,
you know,
that sounds great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh no! I was was like basically called like the Mean Face, just about a child who kind of like affects her class based off of like her emotions. So it kind of like
okay.
traveled, you know. So.
Okay, I'm getting chills when you were bringing this up, brother, because I'm feeling like you have a gift of working with young people, and this is going to help a lot of young people. Is what I feel. It's like my heart tells me without a doubt. I mean, that's what my heart tells me, is that you got that. Because you know why? Because you're so passionate, because your heart's in it. You're not writing it because, like, oh, I want to make all this money and everything like that. You're doing it because, you know, I got this message. I want to help young people, and I want to get it out there, and that's what's going to make you successful. So I'm gonna shuffle these cards, and I'm thinking about you with this agent, okay? And I'm going to see what the cards come up and have to say. So this is from the Life Purpose deck, and it says, Builder, you have the ability to build and create things that bring you a sense of accomplishment. So you've worked really hard to get here, and you are it shows a picture of a man with like a hammer, and he's just like building his dreams and making it successful out of it. I can see like in my mind, I can see you like having even like a like your own company one day? Like, is that a dream you maybe want to have one day? It's like your own kind of publishing company, your own spiritually based kind of books. Is that something you think about doing?
Oh yeah, books production. Yeah, absolutely.
I can see you doing it. I went to the Angel Tarot deck, and I pulled a card. It comes up speaking your mind with confidence, getting professional advice. So there's your agent there, balancing out emotions and that sort of thing. It shows a man on a unicorn with a staff and just kind of charging through and being on top of it, being on top of it. What my gut is telling me is in the next couple of months is kind of, that's what my intuition says, in the next 3 to 4 months is kind of when I see this kind of going somewhere for you. It kind of feels like you're taking, like the last caller, like John, you're taking the steps to go there. So it maybe this is a time for you to kind of not just look about this agent, but start getting start putting yourself out there. You said this guy came to you. You start putting yourself out there. You start putting your message out there. Go on Facebook, make a website, do all kinds of stuff so people can get your message. I pulled another card. It says this is a complex decision. You got time to do some research. So what I want you to do when this card comes up, I want you to pick one of the seven colors of the rainbow. First one that pops into your head.
Red.
Red. Okay. See, red has to do with the base chakra, which is your security, your money. So that tells me some of your concerns are finances. Can you make this work? Is it really going to be successful for you? And the thing is, if this message is coming from the angels and they're trying to get you to get this out there, you're going to be successful. I don't know if you listen to some of my other shows, but I like to use the analogy of a tree. You see these gigantic redwood trees, you know, they come from a tiny little seed. That seed has everything it needs to survive. You're born with everything you need. Everything you want is already there within you. You just got to stay focused on your dream. Stay focused on it. If you stay focused on manifesting what you want, this will happen for you. I think there's great things that happen. And then it's going to happen really quickly. It's just going to start taking off, and it's going to happen all at once. But you got to kind of, I think you got to kind of start putting yourself out there a little bit more. Because you, like you said this guy came to you, right? Isn't that what you said?
It was kind of a situation where I had listened to a particular show, and, you know, based off of that, I sent, you know, something, mm-hmm. and very quickly, you know, they read it and got back to me, like, within the same day.
Okay. Like I said, I'm feeling like in the next couple of months, this is when it's really going to happen for you. It's just you have to be, you have to believe in it, and you need to just stay focused on what you really want to achieve, because it kind of feels like you're not 100% sure where you want to go with it. So just kind of stay focused on what you would like to achieve, and know that it'll happen if you make the time to make it happen. You'll be successful at this for sure. I can see that without a doubt. It's a gift you bring.
Cool.
Just keep focused on what you want, okay? Don't think about what you don't want and any kind of negative. If you feel like negative stuff coming up, you know, let it go to whatever you believe in, you know, angels, God, whatever it is, just kind of let it go. And you got it, man. And I appreciate you calling in.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Definitely appreciate
no
your
problem.
Insight.
You have a great day. Okay.
You too.
I got time for maybe one more call here, so I'm going to give to someone who's on area code 224. Area code 224, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for calling in the show. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to ask what message the angels have for me. I just recently moved to another country in Europe. You know, it's a big change. I'm kind of curious if they have any message for me, especially about work or anything work-related.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm feeling the great changes. You're going through a major change right now. The angels are pushing you like you wouldn't believe, and it's overwhelming for you at some times. Like, I can feel that. I mean, you're doing your best to go with it. I feel like you have a lot of support on the other side. You have a lot of support from relatives who have passed over. In particular, like an aunt who is helping you is kind of what I feel. Since I feel like you're healing, I want to, again, ask Archangel Raphael to give you a message, and what would like to come through. Okay, so I'm going to go use the Archangel Raphael cards here. And let's see. Okay, so the message that came through from Raphael is sunlight. And you know, it doesn't necessarily mean going out in the sunlight, but it could mean it could mean eating foods that are high in vibration. But it could also mean, because you asked about moving to a place that has lots of, like a sunny place, like maybe Southern California or Florida or someplace along those lines. But I can see you kind of, you need to be out in the sunlight. You need to kind of absorb those energies a little bit. You know, I'm not sure exactly where you live right now, but are you kind of looking for a place to move?
No, I just moved. I was
oh, you just moved.
States.
Okay.
I went to Europe, yes. Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Well, they're telling you that you need to be out in the sun more. You need to be out there in nature. This is the message from Archangel Raphael. He wants you to go out in nature and kind of just play a little bit more and take in some breaths and enjoy all the beautiful scenery, because you've been doing a lot of work. You've been pushing it. You've been, like, pumping it. And it's kind of time to kind of enjoy the fruits of your labor, is what I feel. That's the message that's coming through. It's what my gut's telling me. I'm going to shuffle. I have another deck here. I'm using the Life Purpose deck, and I kind of want to see what the angels want to tell you. And can I get your name, sweetie?
Yes, Daniela.
Daniela? Oh, that's such a pretty name. I love that name.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Okay, so there are two cards that came through, and one card that came through is, it's such a beautiful card. It says, light and love. Your purpose is to bring divine healing light and love into this world. And the angels are showing you this. And I'm paying special attention to the colors. There's this beautiful pink and purple. The other card that comes up is crystals. Do you work with crystals a lot?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you have such a sweet energy. You're so sweet and nurturing, and I just love that. And it's kind of, they're showing me that this is who you are. You bring that compassion into the world. And it's time for you to kind of go out in nature a little bit, like I'm saying, and to send that love to Mother Earth, because Mother Earth needs it desperately right now. Focus on a spot. You could put your hands out and just send the energy out into the trees, into the roots, into the ground to heal the core, the very core of the Mother Earth. You have that gift and ability to do that. You're kind of a wise one, is what I feel. And there's a lot of things that you haven't quite discovered about yourself, and you're moving forward on this journey. There's lots of memories from the past lifetimes that are being triggered in you right now. And you also have a connection to the stars. I feel like you have like a star person kind of energy. You have a lot of things that you bring to the world. But you're coming into your power. You're very powerful. And this power is going to bring a lot of changes to the world. It's an exciting time. But I think the angels are speaking to you too. You're kind of hearing their messages right now. But you're going through the process of ascension, which is leaving behind everything that no longer serves you, and you're going to do great things.
Thank you so much.
I'm kind of getting short on time. It's only got about a minute left in the show. But the message is for you to go out in nature, okay, and use your gifts and abilities to heal the nature, to send that light and love that you have to the trees and to the forest, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. So I want to thank everyone for calling in, and those of you who I could not get to, you know, you're welcome to call in next week. I do this every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eventually, I'd like to upgrade the show to a 60-minute show. I know it's only a 30-minute show. But just because I didn't get a message to you doesn't mean the angels weren't coming through. You need to pay attention to what you were hearing, what other messages might have come through for you specifically. Tomorrow on my show, I'm talking about ascension. What is ascension? So I hope you will join me when we talk about that. Also, next week, a week from today, I can take your calls again. So I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. I want to send you so much love, so much light and peace on your journey, and know that all is well.
Yeah.